Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. If you have a minute today and you're on Instagram, then please follow us, won't you? We'd love to have you. We all post our... I mean, a lot of people follow Alice973 and... We want to get our numbers up around the Alice numbers. Alice has some pretty damn good numbers. So Instagram, if you're not on Instagram, get on there and follow us immediately. Mine is Clarkie Clark, C-L-A-R-K-I-E, C-L-A-R-K. Vin is Vin Hassan, V-I-N-H-A-S-S-O-N. Brinny Boy, Human TV, Vonda Wizard, just Usette. She right. was able to get her own name. But if you follow Alice973, Alice follows all of us, so it's easy to find us. Or go to Radio Alice. And then I'm about to do my 1,000th post. I don't know what I'm going to do, but my next post is number 1,000. Oh. Stephen Hawking took my 999 spot. So
oh,
I posted a little picture
right.
of him this morning. Now the pressure's on. I'm like, oh, my God, what am I going to do for my 1,000th one? Yeah, I guess that I might have to get naked. So you better get on there quick so you don't miss it.
Now
who doesn't
you're
want to
talking.
See the 51-year-old lady naked? Woo!
I'll check Woo! That out. Let's check that out. Yeah.
Okay. Maybe I could find like a really... I don't think you're allowed to put any nudity on there. I was going to say I'd find some hot body and just like stick my head
you
on there.
You can get pasties. You can cover just the...
Oh, really? The oh, okay. Side. Yeah. Great idea.
Show them to Eddie Van Halen. Why can't you show them to our listeners?
They were only 17 years old at the time or something. They were looking good.
Oh, my. That's underage.
Well, maybe they were 19 years old.
Okay.
This part of the show is brought to you by... Amazon. Yeah, it is. Tick.
What?
Tick.
Oh.
Tick.
With a T.
With a T. T as in Tina. Tick. T-I-C-K is this hour's code word. Text tick. Not talk, just tick. Can you just get tick on there? Actually, it's going in the headphones right now anyway. Text tick to 72881 by the end of the hour for your chance to win $1,000, just like Shelby did yesterday.
All right.
She got herself $1,000 in our 12K a day giveaway.
What's up, Shelby?
Why shouldn't you as well? That number again, 72881. This hour's code word is tick.
Every name I hear, I'm like, is that the name? No.
Shelby's awful cute.
Shelby is cute.
Yeah. Message and data rates may apply. Amazon Fresh is hiring in Brisbane. Come to a walk-in hiring event to get an on-the-spot job offer. Learn more at amazon.com/Bay Area Jobs. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer. Happy hump day, everybody. Tonight on television, Survivor. You're guessing where I'm going. Survivor, Terbibster is on tonight. Cannot wait to watch that. Week number 3. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by the Oakland A's. Baseball's back opening day and night with the A's. Check out athletics.com/green today. In case you missed it, physicist Stephen Hawking has passed away at the age of 76 after an incredible life that went 50 years longer than it was supposed to. His family issued a statement saying he had 3 children. They issued a statement saying he was a great scientist and an extraordinary man whose work and legacy will live on for many years. He once said, it would not be much of a universe if it wasn't home to the people you love. Because he talks in a robot voice.
Right.
We will miss him forever. He was one of the best known scientists in the world, despite suffering from a neurological disease that left him unable to speak or use his limbs. He's written a bunch of books and... A Brief History of Time has sold at least 10 million copies. It came out in like 88.
I haven't read it.
No. I haven't either.
You haven't read it?
I haven't.
You're his fan.
I know. I like him. I haven't read it. Huh. And they actually say that even though it sounds like it might be accessible, like, oh, A Brief History of Time, that apparently it's, you know, it's a big science-y book. But it shot up to, I want to say it's number one right now on Amazon.
Well, good for it.
Yeah. And good for his estate, I guess.
Oh, right.
So rest in peace, Stephen Hawking. You were amazing.
Mm. Wow.
Interesting way to spin it.
Really interesting. Mm. Is he?
Because I would be so mad to not be able to get out of my chair.
Yeah.
So mad.
I guess he just had plenty to think about. Is he one of the guys who's anti-AI? There's a few scientists who are like, don't do it, people. You don't want AI.
Interesting.
Mm. I don't know if he's one of them. Is it Elon's one of them, right? Didn't Elon Musk get in a fight with Mark Zuckerberg over AI?
Well, I see Stephen Hawking warns artificial intelligence could end mankind here.
Oh, yeah, that seems like he's anti that. Mm-hmm. No, let's not end mankind anytime soon. That'd be great. This is for me. Sometimes things are for you, Vinny. This one is definitely for me. They are going to do a live Jesus Christ Superstar live in concert on NBC.
You don't even like Jesus Christ.
Oh my God, Jesus Christ Superstar is the best soundtrack, and it's about Jesus and his life and how he became the legend, the myth, the man that we all are familiar
with. Lord, right?
Sure.
The legend.
Well, there was no talk of God. We called you a man. The soundtrack is awesome. I've actually seen it done on stage a couple times. It's amazing. So they've released the first promo for this. It's going to... John Legend, I believe, is Jesus in this.
Oh.
Sarah Bareilles is also in it, so maybe she's Mary Magdalene.
Her.
And Alice Cooper. I don't know if he's like Judas or...
All right.
Oh, here we go. Ooh. Oh, I want to hear John Legend singing it.
They didn't even try to... change John Legend's look at all. He's just John Legend the whole time.
I don't know that they're acting out the play. I think that they're just performing the soundtrack.
Well, he put a crown of thorns on his head and he was laying there on the...
That is true. That did look like... Maybe they're just like, screw it. Mm-hmm. Why spend the money on the costumes? I can't explain that. Yeah.
I think they'd at least put glasses and nose on him or something, right?
Sure. Give him...
anything to make him not look like John Legend the whole time.
Jesus robes, you know.
Whatever.
Yeah. Well, anyway, he's going to be Jesus. They're saying Jesus Christ Superstar live in concert, so I don't know that this means it's going to be a... Maybe they're just acting out parts of it. So on Easter Sunday.
All right.
Yeah, Bareilles as Mary Magdalene. Brandon Victor Dixon.
Who?
I don't know. As Judas. I don't see... Alice Cooper listed here. They're saying he's part of the cast, but they're not saying what role he plays.
Who's airing this?
NBC. And
Bryn was sitting there the whole time with the stick and ready to go, and I asked the question, and he goes, "Whoa!" Like he's left the planet. Jesus, Bryn.
He's left the planet.
I've been waiting so long, I forgot what I was doing.
From outer space. All right. Ding, ding, ding.
I'm going to do this slap chat story. And I call it slap chat because...
No, call it what it is.
All right, it's
fine.
Snapchat.
Snapchat, look, it's not for you, but tons of people use it.
Yes, it's great. Everyone should use it.
All
Everyone
right.
get on it, despite what they did the other day ago. They've had to remove an advertisement. That people are saying kind of makes light of domestic violence. The advertisement is for a game asking users, would you rather slap Rihanna or punch Chris Brown? Which I guess is a reference to the fact that he beat her up 9 years ago. It appears to reference Chris Brown's conviction for assaulting Rihanna in his car in 2009 while they were dating. Snap told Newsbeat that the advertisement, which only was published here in the U.S., was published in error and had been removed immediately. Ads on the social media platform are subject to a review process, while it also has a list of banned content. Snap said, The ad was reviewed and approved in error as it violates our advertising guidelines. We immediately removed the ad last weekend once we became aware, and we're sorry that this happened. Here's a picture of the ad. It doesn't look like it's in great taste. Hillary Clinton, sorry, her daughter, Chelsea, said that advertisement being approved was awful. She says, just awful. Awful that anyone thinks this is funny. Awful that anyone thinks this is appropriate. This is what she put on Instagram. Awful that any company would approve this. Or it looks like Instagram anyway. It could be Twitter. Thank you for calling this out. Snap says, all our ads are subject to review and approval. We reserve the right to reject or remove any ad in our sole discretion for any reason. We also reserve the right to request modifications to any ad and to require factual substantiation for any claim made in any ad. There's a list of banned content, including shocking, sensational, or disrespectful content. And
well, they took it down. It's not like they said, no, we're leaving that up, right?
They did. All yeah. Right, enough people saw it, though, that it became a trending topic. So... terrible taste. Elton John is going to, I guess there's a tribute concert headed to CBS. Uzi's going to, this is actually for Uzi. She's not here today.
Where is she?
She's at home sick. I assume. Or either that or a job interview. I don't know. Sometimes people call in sick.
What about that meeting? What about that meeting?
She's not going to the meeting. Well, let's hope not.
There it is. Just put it out there, Sarah. Well, I mean,
you know, I'm just, you know, going through my head thinking of all the reasons she can be out. I believe that she's really sick.
Right.
Elton John's tribute concert is coming to CBS next month. It's called Elton John, I'm Still Standing, a Grammy salute. It's Tuesday, April 10th at 9 p.m. Alicia Cara, Miley Cyrus, Lady Gaga, Miranda Lambert, John Legend, Kesha, Little Big Town, Chris Martin, Shawn Mendes, Maren Morris, Ed Sheeran, Sam Smith, and SZA, and way more are going to perform songs made famous by Elton John, classics. Again, that is April 10th at 9 p.m., so we need to, I'm going to set this aside so I can remind you that. Because that's definitely right up her alley. She loves Elton John. She just saw him in Vegas.
We sent her.
For her birthday. Uh-huh. She wanted to do something special for her 50th.
Oh, she's 50?
I know.
Oh!
Dude, we're all 50. You're gonna
no,
be,
I'm not.
Be pretty damn soon.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
And we're going to celebrate it big on the air.
Yeah, we
no,
are.
No, we're not.
Yeah, we are. Doing something.
Right, Bryn?
Yes.
But we all agree that other birthdays... don't even have to get acknowledged on the air.
No, we don't.
No.
Who's the, we?
Me.
I'm with you on that. Absolutely.
The big landmark birthdays, the 10-year, the 50, the 60, the 70, which we do, in fact, hope
okay,
to celebrate.
Okay, so I'm
on
a
the
ways
air.
Away from having to deal with the 50.
Right.
Okay, good. So we're not even going to acknowledge.
Oh, no, we can. And we're saying that you don't
you just
have
said
to.
We won't.
I said, no, I didn't. I said, we don't, you know, there's no real need to acknowledge those
I got
things.
A couple
according
coming
to who?
Before
I
the 50th.
With that.
Couple?
Yeah.
Mm, do you?
Don't I?
By couple, do you mean one?
Yeah.
shoot. Darn it all. And we're on the air this year.
I know.
All usually right. We're on vacation when Vinny turns.
Well.
Whatever age. Celebrate his birthday.
I feel a tummy ache coming on.
Do you?
Oh, God.
Sure it's not a job interview.
Nah, too soon for that.
This is an interesting turnaround. Richard Simmons has been ordered to pay the National Enquirer $130,000.
For what?
Wait.
You heard me right. Richard Simmons has been ordered.
Has to pay them.
Has to pay the National Enquirer $130,000. So he sued National Enquirer and Radar Online for running a series of articles alleging that he was transitioning to become a woman. So he went to court, and I guess that they countersued for $220,000.
Hmm.
So... basically, he sued them in May of last year for a series of articles that alleged he was transitioning to become a woman, which I
totally
remember.
What did they stand before
remember.
A judge and go, M not, R2?
I think that when you are accusing someone of, I mean, they're saying he was suing for defamation, and they're saying, why is saying someone's transitioning to become transgender defamation? How, in what way does that defame him or make him lose any money? Or
so and he's caught the judge in a politically correct
apparently
situation.
Agreed. He claimed that while he holds no personal ill feelings toward the transgender community, the articles were false and defamatory to his character. His lawyer said, as a public figure, he has the legal right to, quote, not be portrayed as someone he is not. The judge ruled that alleging someone is transgender is not necessarily defamatory and dismissed the case. And now it looks like he's been ordered to pay. I don't know if this is an award that they got or something about legal fees, but now he has to pay $130,000. I believe there's going to, before any money gets coughed up, there's going to be a series of appeals, I'm sure. Nothing ever ends in the American judicial system.
Right.
But they're basically saying no. And not only that, you owe them money.
Well, I can see where they went. So what if you are? What's wrong with that? Oh.
Well, I mean, I would think it would be enough to say that's completely untrue. And they shouldn't be able to print that about me. It's a lie.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. But it seems like he waded out into the mucky muck.
Mm-hmm.
The new Quentin Tarantino film, we talked a little bit about this. It's going to be, it's a sort of a weird take on the Manson murders, where the next door neighbors.
It's Hollywood in the 70s, right?
Or, yeah. When did that happen?
Wasn't that 69. Was it?
Well, the story begins in 69, so I don't know if it happened in 70, but right around that time. So, yeah, like hippie Hollywood. So I guess Sharon Tate's house is right next door to these two kind of washed up actors who are going to be played by Leo DiCaprio and Brad Pitt. And I guess the whole story is going to be from their point of view.
Sharon Tate died on August 9th, 1969.
Okay.
So
that's the year that it's set. And it's actually supposed to come out on August 9th, 2019, which is that the 50th anniversary of it? Did you just say she died on August 9th?
Yes, August 9th, 1969.
Okay. Yeah, so that's when the release is slated for, August 9th, 2019. So Quentin Tarantino has met with Margot Robbie and asked her to play Sharon Tate, who is one of the people who gets murdered, who, and I believe, was Roman Polanski's wife and pregnant with his baby at the time. So there's been an offer and negotiations are underway to make it happen. Margot Robbie would be playing Sharon Tate, and it looks like Leo DiCaprio and Brad Pitt, who both worked with Quentin in the past, are signed on to do this. DiCaprio is going to play Rick Dalton, a former star of a Western TV series, and his longtime stunt double Cliff Booth, who's played by Brad Pitt. They're struggling to make it in a Hollywood they don't recognize anymore. And in the film, they're the next door neighbors of where this whole thing went down. So new Quentin.
It's hard to imagine, but he is, and by that he, I mean Quentin, he is so good. I love his movies. I love Pulp Fiction. Pulp Fiction could be my favorite movie of all time.
You know, as much as I love Pulp Fiction, of all his movies, my favorites are the Kill Bill movies. I love those movies.
I'd put them in my top 10, at least two.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely great.
Did you guys see Hateful Eight?
Sure did, and loved it.
That was
loved
so
it.
Intense.
Oh, yeah. I like that.
When he throws up into her mouth.
Oh, hideous. The whole, you had to bring that part up? People are trying to eat breakfast, human. Speaking of Manson, and we sort of were there, the Manson murders. Charles Manson's grandson was awarded his body.
Oh.
I guess his body's just been on ice since he died, I think, in November. And there's been a big fight over it because apparently, I know.
What, do you just hand it to him?
Yeah, he comes and picks it up, I guess, and then he can do with it what he wants to. But a judge has awarded it to this grandson, who people are saying has refused to take a paternity test or anything to prove that he's the grandson. But I guess there's enough evidence.
Do you want that?
I don't want that.
Why do you want that?
Well, I think that what they want to do with it, if you get his body and you're declared like the heir, of, then you're also sort of the heir of the estate, which it's not that he had all kinds of money, but if there's things about him that are going to happen, if you, like, for instance, maybe they sell part of his story to a movie that's being made. You'd own the rights to all things Manson, which I don't know why you'd want those, but...
Why would you want to benefit from the stuff he did? Why not just have him put in a potter's field somewhere without a headstone and be done with it?
Tell that to the guy who just took his body and, you know, wants the rights to
okay.
his image, etc. I agree with you. I would immediately feed that body to the sharks, but that would be an insult to the sharks. Madonna's got another directing gig. It's a ballerina drama called Taking Flight. I guess they've been developing this since 2015.
Who again? I'm sorry.
Madonna.
You said sharks and I got...
Oh. Sorry. Yeah, Madonna is going to be directing a ballerina movie called Taking Flight. It's based on the life of ballerina Michaela DePrince. You familiar?
I don't know who that
Madonna's
is.
Madonna's going to do this?
Yeah.
All right.
I guess that Michaela wrote a book called Taking Flight, From War Orphan to Star Ballerina, and she had an amazing life. And so,
oh, she's from Sierra Leone, huh?
Oh. And I just thought the most interesting thing about this story was this picture of Madonna, which I don't know what is going on the bottoms of her boobs on the inside corner there.
I'll tell Penny.
You. Yeah, please tell me what's happening. Is that just the bra pressing into them, or is that actual implants that are being shoved upward? I just... Oh, Madonna. Anyway, she's got another gig. Bitch, I'm Madonna.
That is awkward.
Yeah, is that strange looking? What do you make of that? Give me your expert commentary.
My expert commentary is the original photos of her when she was a young lady that were leaked, she had basically a perfect body. Mm-hmm. Hairy, but a perfect body. I can't imagine that she would have gotten implants, but then I don't know why anyone else would be doing
She's
all this.
She's gotten everything else done. Yeah. Why stop at her
right.
face?
You know? So, maybe.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on there. It could also be the underwire sticking in and making like weird sideways indents. I don't.
She's got Mr. T necklaces going on too there. Did you see that? What's up with that?
And she's in like a camo bra. Oh boy, she really died. I didn't even notice that. Yeah. Oh well, you know.
Think
she's doing her thing.
You think she's going to put herself in the movie?
Oh. I don't know.
Mm. Well, that's the first thing I thought of.
Maybe this is her move behind the camera.
All right.
Time for me to... I'm sure she'll step gracefully out of the spotlight any minute now, right?
What's coming up?
What's coming up in the news, Ben?
Thailand's Hinta Rock
oh.
causes controversy.
Okay.
Pedestrians die in California more than any other state. I'll tell you that story and more after these. Radio.com.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Hump Day. This part of the show is brought to you by Amazon. Today is not just Pi Day. Today is a very special day for men in your life.
That's this right, is, ladies. Listen up.
Yeah. Today is 1 month after Valentine's Day.
Exactly. Exactly one month.
Why are you getting all aggro about it?
Yeah, why are you tripping?
Are you kind of mad because you don't have a girl who's going to put that up for you today? Oh, today is steak and a lap kiss day, everybody. Oh.
One more?
Yep.
One more?
Today is the day, I believe you guys were calling it Wifely Duty Wednesday. In the other room there.
Oh, yeah. Was there a little meeting of the minds?
Well,
they
were talking
room?
About. We had a long discussion over whether we could call it by the restaurant called BJ's name. we agreed we should just call it Lap Kiss. We don't want no trouble. So today is Steak and a Lap Kiss Day. You know, I don't want to call it a duty, but you know, John's going to get a little of that. They're both just stupid occasions. Valentine's Day and
that's very nice.
And
of you,
this
though.
Particular day.
There are certain websites that call this anti-feminist day. Do you agree with that?
I don't know. It's just stupid. It's all, you know, it's a nice thing you can do for someone.
Yeah, you're coupled up.
Yeah.
You do each other favors, my God.
If you want to call it an anti-feminist day, then just don't do it. You know, just say, I'm not doing it specifically on this day because I won't be told what to do. I'm too feministic for that. Mm-hmm.
In my...
Anywho, that's something that you can or not participate in today. It's up to you. No one's making you, ladies, or whoever is, you know, the giver. Amazon Fresh is hiring. I'm sure Amazon is thrilled to be sponsoring this segment. Amazon Fresh is hiring in Brisbane. Come to a walk-in hiring event to get an on-the-spot job offer. Learn more at amazon.com/Bay Area Jobs. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by, hold please, the Bay Club.
All right.
Refresh your routine this season with a free 3-day pass. Visit bayclubmore.com to get started.
I'm going there today.
So great.
I will be spending the summer at the Los Gatos.
Not Los Gatos.
However you prefer to say it.
I just, you know, just referencing yesterday.
The Los Gatos location.
I will be spending this month at the Levi's Plaza one.
Oh.
And a special shout out to Annie and Kelsey and everyone that works there.
Nice people at the Bay Club.
Here's what's happening. Stephen Hawking passed away. Rest in peace. It's National School Walkout Day, so a lot of the schools will be in around the country, actually, right. But here in California will be stepping out from 10 to 10:17, each minute representing a young person killed in Florida. What was that? 3 weeks ago now?
I think this is the actual 1 month anniversary.
Oh, 1 month. Okay.
Yeah.
Also, this week is March Madness, which has sort of slowly begun, but it starts firing tomorrow.
Is tomorrow the day that the 64 teams
yes,
play?
Yes, they
okay.
get started.
So I could still fill out a bracket, theoretically.
Sure, yeah. I mean, okay. I think that, you know, these playing games are just cash in. But I actually started looking, going, okay, so I don't see Stanford in there. I don't see Cal in there. St. Mary's is usually in there, but they're not. They're headed to the NIT. Looks like Cal State Fullerton made it to the bracket, and San Diego State made it to the bracket.
Do they
see
change
any other
the parameters
California
this
teams.
Year?
They change them every year. Well, they change the way it works is there's, I believe, there's a group of people that pick the teams that are going to be in the brackets.
Oh.
And they're based on their records and who they've played and all that.
Whether or not they violated recruitment rules.
Right, and they put them into their brackets. In some cases, a team might have a nice, easy run through. Ah. In other cases, a team might be like, oh, man.
You're just trying to crush me in the first round.
How are you going to get out of that one?
Yeah.
So that's on, for the most part, starting tomorrow. And we have a station. Are we calling them our brother?
I feel like the game should be our brother station. Is that sexist of me? I don't know.
We're Alice and they're
anti-feminist.
Sports. Anyway.
It's
check them out if you
me.
Want all the latest info
sure.
on.
I'm sure they're spending the whole month on it.
Bracketology.
Yes.
Okay, did we say it's Pi Day? Because it is.
Yeah.
And I said National Walkout Day because there's that.
I walk it out.
Here
walk
are some lifestyle out. Changes you should make before you're 40.
Okay, let's see if we did these.
Stop pigging out. Portion Damn. Control is super important as you get older. Quit pigging out.
I still pig out sometimes. Sometimes you can't help it, but I have had to. You know, the stuff sticks to you like it didn't when you were a kid.
Right.
Like, I'm like, how did I gain 5 pounds over the weekend? How did that happen? Oh, maybe it was all that crap I ate.
Stop pigging out.
Yeah.
Start exercising. Mm. Get 30 to 45. You just told
I know,
us the story
I haven't started
that you're
yet. It's
started.
All alleged that it's going to happen. I mean, I'm going to try.
You love games. As soon as you get the Apple Watch and you start trying to close those little circles.
I won't get sick of that.
Why would you?
I don't know.
You'll feel better?
You'll be no, all, I will feel. No,
oh
I agree.
Oh, my God. I can
I
wear the pants
needs,
I like
it
now.
It needs to happen. I totally agree with that.
You got kids. You want to see the grandkids, right?
Sure.
All right. Get a little exercise. You're going to have the thing down the hall from you.
Mm.
You don't even have to leave your own house.
Mm-mm. I was even thinking that I'll just do it naked. I won't even have to create a bunch more laundry. Why can't I do that? Why are you guys looking at like that?
No, that's...
You don't have to see it.
No, I don't know what you
what
vibe
horrified.
You caught. No, I think that's awesome.
Oh.
Who wouldn't want that?
Well, I mean, I feel like if it's at my own house, why can't I just... You know,
listen.
Not
I don't know
more
what
laundry.
These horrors you speak of. you know, how you often say, like, oh, my God, I'm naked. It's awful. It's
yeah,
I don't know of those.
Oh, my God. If anyone walks in, they'll think they're in a horror movie. I better quickly put some clothes on.
If a lady says I exercise naked, I imagine a naked lady exercising.
Okay. I'm sorry.
I don't know of the horrors that you're speaking of.
Well, it's because you're not imagining them.
Right.
You're just thinking naked lady. You have my head on some hot body.
I don't know what you're tripping on. So, you know, that's a you thing.
Yeah. All right.
Anyway, yes, you should do that.
Yeah. It feels like the right thing to do.
Oh, well, I know someone who told me that she, when she cleaned her house, she did it naked because she didn't want to dirty up her clothes.
Yeah.
And I just thought about nothing else probably ever again.
Right.
Wow.
Well, maybe I'll just put on like, you know, it doesn't matter. Go ahead. Keep going. What else should I... Why do I fall down these holes?
Quit smoking, stop pigging out, start exercising.
Yeah, quit smoking is a big one.
Figure out how to manage stress and stop isolating yourself. It's easy to stay at home and do nothing because of the internet and food delivery. And
but you are actually alone.
There's a ton of excuses to not, legitimate excuses to not go out, but... Mm-hmm. Keep socializing or you will be that old person all alone that needs Meals on Wheels to visit and for the simple fact that you need a visit from someone. You got the food, but you actually need a person to come by.
Right.
That happens because you've isolated yourself a lot of times.
Yeah.
So don't do that. Okay? There's that.
Okay.
More pedestrians die in California than any other state.
Why is that?
Well, we've got a lot of walkers.
Yeah. Distracted driving.
We've probably got a lot more drivers than anywhere.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't know.
The vast majority of the pedestrian fatalities occur in LA, though.
Oh.
They say here.
Because everyone's so stressed out down there.
Also, right. California has the biggest population of any state.
Yeah, that's true, too.
38 million. Texas is two with 26 million.
Oh.
New York is three with 19
million. Anyway. If you're out there walking, I just read a story where some lady was walking down the road in Santa Cruz County and was run down by a drunk driver.
Mm.
There it is. She's just walking. Just walking down the road.
Do-do-do.
Runs her down.
Mm, how awful.
So I do this story because if you're a pedestrian out there, be careful.
Yeah.
Don't.
Keep your eyes open. Be looking around.
You know what? That's the story we should report here. Also, the pedestrians are daring people.
Mm.
Don't dare people.
So many times, you know, especially, I have to say, by Levi Plaza, I drive right by that every day down Sansom as I'm heading home. And people, there's a ton of crosswalks there and a ton of people crossing. And no one looks.
No one looks.
They're looking at their phone and they just keep on walking. And sometimes I've seen them, but I know that the guy next to me didn't. So I'm slowing down and I'm like, oh, my God, oh, no. What's going to happen?
Honk.
Yeah.
Honk or do something.
Well.
Oh. I just found the Warren Buffett fast fact that I needed yesterday when you were talking about Warren Buffett.
Let's hear the Warren Buffett fast fact.
Warren Buffett still lives in the same house in Omaha, Nebraska he bought in 1958 for $31,500. Today, it's worth $700,000.
Oh, still cheap by Warren Buffett standards.
He's worth $90 billion.
He can have any. I wonder if he dug down. I wonder if, like, it's a very modest house from the outside, as you look from the street, and then he's got this huge thing underneath.
Not every single one of us thinks about what we could do to our current home all day, every day.
No, Warren Buffett has people. He pays them to think about it for him.
I don't think that's true.
That dude has a bunker for sure.
I think he's busy with other stuff, and he's probably not thinking how he can.
Meanwhile, his family's like, can we get some security? There's people prowling around on our property.
Is his family, when you say his family... Is it him and his wife, or is there a family?
Well, he is an older dude.
I've seen one of his sons be interviewed before.
Oh,
so but even
family.
His son must
okay,
be.
Well,
I
good.
Mean, isn't the guy in his 80s? How old is Warren
Buffett?
He's
an old dude.
Yeah. I mean, even if he's got kids, they're fully grown.
He's got three kids.
He bought the home in 1958.
And he's happy. Good for him. That's great. Yeah, clearly real estate is not top of the heap for
Can
him.
Can you imagine not moving since 58?
No, I can't.
He's 87.
I've moved 1,000 times since I've moved here.
I know.
87?
Mm-hmm. Oh, he was born 1930 in Omaha.
Wow.
There's stuff that if he were to look around the house, probably there's stuff he'd find that's 20 years old. lot older.
Oh, easily, right.
Ah, that's where that is.
I'm sure their attic is stuffed.
Yikes. This is pretty cute. At a no-kill animal shelter in Galesburg, Illinois, they posted a video recently, and it's got up over 15 million views.
Oh.
It shows three dogs in their cages, and each one has its own armchair recliner to sleep on.
Oh.
If you've ever had a dog, you find out your dog wants to sit where you sit.
Yeah.
And so when you leave, your dog will climb into the chair.
It smells like you, and it's
where
cozy.
You sit.
It was probably warm when you got up.
And when you walk into the room, your Willa, whatever your dog's name is, will look up like, you want me to move?
Yeah.
I could, all right, I'll move.
That's like my cats do that. Like the one will go, it looks at me and goes, just gets up and moves. The other one I have to physically move every time and it resists and puts its clothes like, no, I'm sitting here now.
After the video went viral, a bunch of people started donating old chairs to the shelter, and now they have a chair for every animal there.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Isn't that neat?
It's really cute.
That's like something.
What they should have done is just adopted a pet. But, you know, giving a chair is nice too.
I mean, if you can't give the dog a good home and you're just going to turn it out again.
And it is a lifelong commitment.
It's
the dog's
much better.
Life,
right.
Anyway.
Right.
Big responsibility, not to be entered into lightly.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple of the things you guys texted us. We do love to hear from you, by the way.
We sure do.
And we don't give this number enough. 800-400-3697. Text us anytime.
Put us in your contacts.
408 says, Pulp Fiction's my favorite too, Vinny. Yeah, I don't have a favorite band or a favorite movie, but there's no doubt Pulp Fiction.
Oh, it's a masterpiece. It's great.
Is right up there at the top.
It's amazing.
I mean, you can't single out one band that you would say, yep, that's my favorite. Could you?
No, I definitely couldn't. And every time we try to come up with the top 10 bands, someone suggests, like, oh, yeah, all right, who am I going to boot out from put that guy in?
Right.
You know who I love right now is the Struts.
You love the Struts right now?
I watched a concert piece, like an interview/concert piece on the Audience Network of them. And I just love it. Like, this was the only song I'd heard. And now I love all their tunes. And they're just, there's times when they remind me of Queen. And they just,
well, the guy looks like Brian, Freddie Mercury.
Oh, my God. How could you have a brain fart on Freddie Mercury?
Give me $5.
I'm not giving it to you.
All right.
I just really love that. Some of their changes are great, and they're just a rocking band. Like, I totally
the
dig them.
The Struts.
Yeah, I've been playing
them.
Are
your band right now?
I tell my home assistant to play me their music.
Your assistant.
God. You know, whatever.
I do.
I don't want to say her name. I don't want to wake her up at your house.
Did you guys mention that today is National School Walkout Day protesting gun violence? Yes, 4 or 5 times.
A million times. We didn't mention it's a potato chip day, though. That's it's a lot of occasions today.
Are we doing a podcast today?
We are.
We are.
Mm-hmm.
Before our big meeting.
Yes.
And then they're going to save us breakfast.
I asked Greg if he would save us a couple things to eat.
Because we'll
be doing.
I'm going to be ready to perish by 10:30.
Oh, my God. I know. Give me some food.
650 says, wait a second. We want to celebrate your birthdays too.
Yeah, Vinny. Well, we would mention that it was someone's birthday. We just wouldn't torture them with it all day like we do on our big birthdays.
I don't even think we should mention it. I think we're old enough now and we've had enough of those that
you have to do a little torturing.
Apple Watch will be Sarah's new Pokemon Go.
Oh, it will?
I don't think so.
I need one. I need a new Pokemon Go. There it is. This is the battle part, right? You're trying to catch it?
I think this is just walking around, isn't it?
Oh, is this just the regular music?
Yeah, I think
so. You still play this too?
I am not, no.
No, they ruined it. They ruined it like a year ago.
All right.
You're right. This is the regular music.
Pokemon Go.
Yeah, as you're walking around, you listen to it. And then when you engage with one of the monsters,
you throw a ball at him.
Yes, you try to catch him in the ball.
Right.
Yep.
All right. I'll read the rest of the text right after these.
Sarah and Vinny. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.